by 10%, according to the CBO, but that is going to even be more because they're only looking at one metric. You know, the other thing the CBO said, that potentially 24 million could come off the insurance rolls. Well, we're going to give those 24 million the ability or the choice to buy insurance. And, you know, unlike Obamacare, which is mandated, you have to buy it. We're going to say, hey, this is a great plan at a lower cost than what you're paying now, and we want to give you access to it, but we will not make them buy it. What the media doesn't tell you is of the 20 million that are uninsured right now, simply because they opted to take the penalty of Obamacare because they could not afford the premium. So a lot of moving parts, but this GOP plan, it's going to be good. It's going to, of course, be the largest reform in Medicaid history. It's going to save $880 billion. It's going to reduce the deficit by something like $337 billion. It's going to lower taxes by over $800 billion. So it is going to give more choice, lower premiums. You know, this is about quality of life. It's about freedom for these patients, these people, myself included, the freedom to choose your insurance, whether you want it or not.
So right now, you say I shouldn't take the CBO numbers at their words?
Well, if you take the 24 million, and let's say they are right, I don't think they are, because they're only looking at one leg of the stool, and there are actually three legs. But again, those 24 million, they will have the choice to buy the better insurance at a lower premium if they so choose. Now, what the CBO says is that all 24 of those million are not going to do that because right now they are mandated to buy insurance. But again, it will be up to that individual, his or her family, as you know, which route they go. But I will tell you one thing, the plan that they will be offered will be 1,000 times better than the plan that they have right now.
I guess you had some Republicans out there who are arguing, we should just let Obamacare blow up, let the whole thing implode, then start over. What are your thoughts on that?
Now, hopefully we're better than that on both the Democratic and the Republican side. We're not going to just let a program that has failed, it has failed, just continue to, implode and throw the American people, the American markets into chaos. I mean, that's just not responsible government. And we're not going to do that. So we're going to be certainly step up to the plate. We know this is a broken system. We have a better plan, and it's going to work. Again, this thing is coming together very quickly. And again, a lot of amendments have been added. A lot of things have been taken away. It's a work in progress. But at the end of the day, to use an old cliche, it's going to be very good.
I was reading some things last night, and the president's new immigration ban went into effect, and then immediately, or I guess before it could go into effect, was halted by a judge out in Hawaii. Talk to me about that and sort of what you think the outcome would be. And you have a lot of people thinking maybe this judge is overreaching a little bit. What will the conclusion of that be?
Well, I certainly think the judge is overreaching, as I thought the judge in the first travel ban overreach. I was for the first travel ban. I'm certainly for the second travel ban. And what I can tell you is, since 2001, from 2014, there have been over 600 cases of terrorists prosecuted in this country. And guess where 80% of them either travel through, live at, or trained in? Those countries that are on the list. So, look, I understand that, we are a freedom-loving country. We open our hearts and we open our arms, but we have got to take care of our borders. We've got to take care and protect our American citizenry first. I am all for Trump with his travel ban. Again, we can work out the details of those that need to come in, that want to come in on the right way, on the right ticket, during the ensuing weeks where we work this out. But I can, I don't want to predict anything bad, but I just keep my fingers crossed that while these bans are being enforced and these people are still allowed to come into this country, that we don't get some very bad players in here.
It would not be the first time we've banned a group of people. If you look back at the Immigration Act of 1924, they were trying to keep Italians out of the country.
That's right. And if you even go back before that into the 1800s, it was the Chinese. And then if you go back to 1952 during Truman, It was the same thing. So, no, you're correct. This is not the first time this has happened.
All right. Let me ask another question quickly. All the stuff going on with Russia, what's the latest in the minute or so I have left?
Well, you saw what Russia looked like there. The culprits behind the Yahoo wire, the breach, and look, it would not surprise me at all. Russia is Russia, and Putin is only concerned about himself and Russia. There's no great camaraderie there. They are trying daily. They have been trying daily for many, many years to breach our security systems, and unfortunately, they have been lucky. Now, Russia plays by a whole different set of rules than we do, and we're going to have to adapt and learn that they never play fair. A lot of what they do is smoke and mirrors, and we've got to get better at our security.
All right, Congressman, I'm out of time. Thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
That's Congressman Ralph Abraham here on KEDM.